This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU. I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole. Good morning and thanks for tuning in. Today marks Arizona's 100th anniversary of statehood. And throughout this centennial year, KNAU will bring you stories of some of Arizona's most notable events, places, and characters. This morning, we start with Wyatt Earp. He became a legend in the late 1800s after the infamous gunfight at the OK Corral in Tombstone. Since then, Earp has captivated the imaginations of people all over the world, including Hollywood filmmakers, thus securing Arizona's place in silver screen history. The character of Wyatt Earp has been portrayed by many A to Z list actors. Among the A-listers, Burt Lancaster in the gunfight at the OK Corral.
All gunfighters are lonely. They live in fear. Die without a dime or a woman or a friend.
Kurt Russell in Tombstone.
You're gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
And Kevin Costner in Wyatt Earp.
I'm Wyatt Earp.
Who?
Wyatt Earp.
Who the f*** is Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp was an entrepreneur and small-town marshal when he showed up in Tombstone around 1880. He and his brothers wanted to cash in on a silver strike that had turned the dusty desert town into a bustling hotspot, complete with gambling, oyster bars, and the latest Paris fashions. But it was all that money and power that eventually led to the shootout at the OK Corral, a 30-second battle that would be remembered for more than a century and counting.
I am convinced that if you walked into Red Square tomorrow, and if you yelled out, Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, or OK Corral, heads would turn, they will have heard of it.
Jay Clark is a retired forensic dentist turned historical reenactor and tour guide in Tombstone. He sits at a gazebo right next to the OK Corral, dressed head to toe in period clothing. Clark attributes Wyatt Earp's long-lasting public fascination to a powerful combination of machismo, sex appeal, and a pioneering spirit.
It's a passion play. It's good versus evil. The good guy always wears a white hat. The bad guy always wears a black hat. The good guy always gets the girl and rides off into the sunset with his best friend, his horse.
Wyatt Earp only lived in Arizona for about 2 years, but Clark says his Wild West gunslinging image has been immortalized by Hollywood.
Westerns are the only original genre of American film. Here's this 6-foot-tall Brad Pitt-like character who survived this giant fusillade of bullets. He was going to be the next person they wrote about.
And right they did. Shortly after the shootout, newspapers got wind of the story. Next were the dime novelists and then Hollywood filmmakers. The first feature films about Wyatt Earp were produced in the early 1900s. Since then, dozens more have been made. Now in the digital age, you can even watch some of the best clips on YouTube. Many are dubbed in different languages, including German, Japanese, and Spanish, showing the reach of Wyatt Earp's appeal.
Son siete hombres con Wilson y solo veo seis.
While Hollywood tends to focus on the dramatic 30-second shootout, a stage actor with a very familiar name tells the lesser-known parts of Wyatt Earp's 80-year life.
My name is Wyatt Earp, and I'm the great-grandnephew of Wyatt Earp.
This Wyatt Earp was born about 20 years after his legendary uncle died, but he grew up hearing plenty of stories, which he showcases in his one-man stage production, Wyatt Earp, A Life on the Frontier.
He was an amusing person, contrary to the stoic black-and-white imagery you get through the movies, but he loved children. He always wanted to have a family. He was always buying ice cream for other children without checking with the parents first. And it wasn't all just about violence.
After the elder Earp left Arizona, he settled in Los Angeles, where, ironically, he became a consultant for Western movies. Though he didn't want to be remembered solely for the shootout at the OK Corral, Wyatt Earp eventually resigned himself to the gun-toting image Hollywood latched onto.
Y'all ready for a gunfight?
Yeah!
More than 100 years after it happened, the gunfight at the OK Corral is still reenacted daily in Tombstone. Some 500,000 tourists visit the tiny town each year to get a taste of the Wild West through the eyes of Wyatt Earp. His appeal has clearly not ridden off into the sunset just yet.